Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight we are going to talk about global war. Okay, call it what number you want, World War 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, you know, because we are not happy as a species unless we're in a war. That's what you would think. But in reality, it's not the general population that's interested in war. It's the global oligarchy that's interested in war, because it's all about power and shift and change, and about controlling resources and controlling people. People are power. And right now, we are in a situation where we are learning to deal with power. Not us, per se, because we have become powerless over time, which is what they wanted to do. They wanted to neutralize any rear attack or rear assault from the general population. So here we are today dealing with a monstrosity of wars and oligarchs and billionaires. Billionaires are what's dicing and chopping the planet up right now. Elon Musk is cutting into the planet. All the global leaders that are billionaires are cutting into the planet. Bill Gates is cutting into the planet. Soros, you know, the guys are running the stock market. These are the guys that are creating the wars. Your banks, your institutions, and the moneylenders are out there. They are the ones causing the war. They want to devastate everybody. You know, it amazes me sometimes when I hear people ask me this question: why are they doing this? Why wouldn't they do this? The general population overall on the planet has the IQ of a gnat, and that's insulting the gnats. People have grown lax and comfortable in being stupid. And that's exactly where you don't want to be, especially when you got government leaders that are not trustworthy or ethical or have any moral constitution to them. Look at the Canadian Prime Minister. That is the laughing stock of the planet. That and that thing down in New Zealand. I look at that. I still don't know what the hell that is. That's another reject from a test tube experiment, honest to God. And they just probably, threw it out somewhere and it took root. That is weird. You know, that's as bad as our health minister here in Canada, the federal leader here. He's another one that's a little effed up. She, rather. Well, I don't know what it is. It could be a he, it could be a she, it could be something from another planet, it could be some kind of alien. I think they all are at this point, and demonic aliens running the show. But I digress. So back to the war. Let's talk about war. Because people, the only reason a government can go rogue is because the people have taken their eye off their leaders. And we've allowed the leadership to literally march people into a suicide chamber. So now I'm going to play a couple of things. I heard the thing about the water and about the snake venom. That thing's got some holes in its argument that anybody could blow away. But I will say this. It is very, very feasible and plausible what he was saying last night. But I don't believe that is the only thing that's causing all these things going on. I think it's a multiple things happening. The fact that people are blindly marching into an institution being injected with a bioweapon that has operating systems and programs in there other than snake venom. Snake venom may be one of the components, but it's not the only one. Like I said, nobody actually read the data from Moderna or Pfizer or AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson. Because if you had read the gene editing programming that Pfizer and Moderna wrote on their injections, you'd see that there are more than one operating systems and programs in each of those injections. The AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson delivered the nano delivery, but with a little different twist to it. And because we're exposed to all four, and a majority of you may have had all four, because now you can get your fourth booster. So if you took the Johnson & Johnson, the second one you took was the AstraZeneca, and the third one was the Pfizer, the fourth one for you will be the Moderna. Now you got the full cocktail, the full enchilada. And every time you get a booster or a shot, if you're still alive, They haven't taken you out by the second or third one. It further cements the encoding of your genetic code and your DNA permanently, because it keeps on anchoring your code. Every time you take a shot, every time you take a jab, every time, and that's every injection. You know how they were back in the 90s, every year there was a new type of Asian flu. Hey, there was a Hong Kong, Taiwan, you know, Japanese, Indonesian, Philippines. I mean, every year there was a different one coming from Asia. Finally, I think near the end, around 1999, there was the SARS came out. All of a sudden, it targeted specifically Asians. I thought, how interesting that this particular virus will only target Asians. I thought, I even knew then that was some kind of weapon. So I digress again. So back to the war. So now we have a people that you have completely confounded with fairy tales and mythos, and you have absolutely no substance to show the general population to what you're saying is true, and you got people believing the bullshit. So now you get them lined up, and even when the facts come out that you have a 99.678% survival rate on your own if you don't get the jab, people still lined up. Talk about stupid. Now the insurance companies are saying, primarily, they will not insure you because you basically committed suicide. So now you got that going on. And then, oh ho ho, and then, you get locked down for 2 years. You got to wear a diaper on your face. You got to be social distancing. It's all programming to teach people how to be like sheep. They want the West to be like China. See, the Chinese will line up and they will kneel, waiting for their authorities to come and check their cell phone to make sure that they have been injected. Now, is that any way to really be? On tonight's show, I have a link where you have these ants. These are wood ants. I forget which ant. Wood ant, I think. And they're blind. They're totally blind. And they walk around and they pick up the pheromones of other ants to know who's who and what's what. And if a number of them get together, they will form a cluster and they will walk in a circle. And as more and more ants come along, the circle gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And they will walk and walk and walk and walk until they drop dead. Because they can't see the forest for the trees. They got blinders, and the only sense of direction they have is their smell. Well, I put that on there, and I mentioned that Canadians are just like this. Monkey see, monkey do. Jobo follows Bujo, and Bujo follows Bobo, and Bobo follows Schmo, and Schmo follows Toe, and it's just the way it goes. Nobody thinks. They got everybody here thinking like a kindergarten or first grader. Everybody does things in a gestalt or in a group. You're a groupie. Oh, what a groupie. So what happens is then it's very easy to herd Canadians into some kind of whatever. And again, the group doesn't look for facts. They just say, well, okay, let's go do this. Let's, you know, and everybody does it. And a lot of times the groupies do things because they're afraid. Because they don't read. They don't look at anything. They got no time to read. They just got to go get your shit and go to work. And, you know, come home and watch a hockey game. Or go play golf or whatever. You know, or go shopping. As a result, these guys continue to perpetuate their war. Everybody thinks they stopped at 5G. They're at a higher level of frequencies than 5G. Everyone thinks that this is going to stop, that they are going to stop with the lockdowns and the masking, and they're bringing it all back. And they're saying this now even in the United States. Look at Chinada. Or it's not Chinada, so look at China. See what's going on in China. 25 million people in Shanghai are locked down. They're starving. They're effing starving over there. Government's got them locked down. They can't go out. They can't even go out for shopping. That's coming. That's going to be here. You have any means of hunting? So you can sneak out of your house and go get some game or go fishing somewhere? You know, one guy was saying that they taped the back door of his house so he can't get out the back door. If they gets out, they'll know he left. Shanghai, I think it was Shanghai, it was one of the richest cities in the world. 25 million people locked down. They're jumping out of their buildings. Freaking out. We got a major economic collapse coming. It's going to be bad. It's going to be just like the 1920s. We are, anybody who doesn't read their history are doomed to repeat it. That was the old saying. And guess what? Nobody has read their history because we are now back in the roaring 20s of the 1900s and we're following the exact same effing pattern again. Had a little bit of a good time. An outbreak broke out. Shortly thereafter, people were making a little money, just like today. Everyone's buying homes. They're highly inflated, overpriced. And then shortly thereafter, a crash hit, a major crash hit. People were starving in the streets. People were living in the streets. And then war. Then war. We are exactly where they were at back at that point in time. We are there today. Today, we are there. And we're going to continue. So tonight, I'm going to play a couple things. I'm going to start off with the Tucker Carlson show. Tonight is going to be one of those shows where I'm going to line up a bunch of things together to show you the effect of what you're being hit with. I got some video on the chemtrails. I got videos on Shanghai and what's going on there. I got videos on the vaccines. So this way you can see how they're orchestrating your demise. They are going to kill you, period. They don't give a rat's backside about you at all. You have outlived your usefulness. And right now, the oligarchs are fighting a power play. That's what's going on in the world right now. Everyone wants a bigger piece of the pie. There's only so much pie. So some of the smaller oligarchs are going to get wiped out. And they're all jockeying for position. This whole bullshit with the Ukraine, this is exactly what happened in Germany during the Second World War when the war broke out in Austria. Same shit, different channel. We are about to see it engage itself all over again. So I'm going to play this. Tonight's going to be a night of, if you haven't heard or seen any of this, for some of you, this is going to be a mind rattler. You're going to have an eye-opening experience because you may have not seen these things before or heard of them, but you're going to hear them tonight, I assure you. Hold on one second. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, so they lied about an international pandemic that they clearly had a hand in creating, but according to Tony Fauci, there was, quote, nothing wrong with the Chinese government lying about COVID. There's certainly nothing wrong with starving the population of Shanghai. He would have said so if there were. In fact, Shanghai may be a model. A longtime Harvard epidemiologist called Eric Feigelding just wrote an op-ed explaining that we should all be grateful for the atrocities the Chinese government is committing in Shanghai tonight because they're in, quote, everyone's interest. A health security expert called Nicholas Thomas just told CNN that Shanghai is an inspiration to the world's leaders. Quote, the legacy of Shanghai will see a return to mass lockdowns for larger cities in the near to medium term. And if you watch carefully, you can see all of this taking shape. And why wouldn't it be taking shape in this country? We've got midterm elections coming, and the ruling party is predicted to be in tough shape.
Last night, Tucker Carlson was completely over the target when he pointed out that the massive lockdowns in China, just one in Shanghai, has 33 plus million people under total lockdown in nightmare dystopic images right out of a zombie apocalypse of tens of millions locked up, thousands of vans taking people away to emergency centers who aren't even sick, images of thousands of cats and dogs in bags being taken off to be exterminated. And what are they telling you? All mammals are evil. All mammals are bad. All birds are bad because they can carry the coronavirus, the most common virus in the world. By designating the coronavirus evil, and with fake PCR tests, they list all life as evil and as garbage that the global government can target. That is phase two of their plan to list all life on planet Earth as evil that they regulate and control, to make living itself a crime. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum alert. Maximum alert. Globalist leaders installed by the World Economic Forum, from Europe to the United States, from Canada to New Zealand, are openly announcing the plan for a new planetary lockdown sometime in the next 6 to 8 months. The head of the health service in Canada came out and said it 2 weeks ago. German officials said it last week. Australian officials said it this week. They're all reading off of the WEF's playbook, the World Economic Forum. They are collapsing the world economy to get the public into greater debt, to force everyone to accept the cashless society control grid. Last night, Tucker Carlson was completely over the target when he pointed out that the massive lockdowns in China, just one in Shanghai, has 33 plus million people under total lockdown in nightmare dystopic images right out of a zombie apocalypse of tens of millions locked up, thousands of vans taking people away to emergency centers who aren't even sick, images of thousands of cats and dogs in bags being taken off to be exterminated. And what are they telling you? All mammals are evil. All mammals are bad. All birds are bad because they can carry the coronavirus, the most common virus in the world. By designating the coronavirus evil, and with fake PCR tests, they list all life as evil and as garbage that the global government can target. That is phase two of their plan to list all life on planet Earth as evil that they regulate and control, to make living itself a crime. That's why they first banned one-fourth of Earth's life force on the carbon cycle, carbon dioxide, that then produces the oxygen in plants, and you have the carbon cycle with water, sunshine, and the two key gases. That's why I say the globals behave like aliens that are terraforming the planet. Everything they're doing is actually attacking the planet and destroying its atmosphere in the name of saving it, and targeting all basic life forms on Earth and undermining the systems of Earth's regenerative control. Here is part of the powerful Tucker Carlson opening monologue that is posted on Infowars.com. Please get it and please share it if you want to raise the alarm. It's titled Video. Tucker Carlson warns Shanghai's brutal lockdown is coming to America. Ladies and gentlemen, you are being targeted for extermination. This is real. The global elites are acting as if they are an off-world species here to destroy all life on planet. Whether that's the case or not, all the red flags and all the indicators point towards that. Regardless, these people are anti-human and must be opposed. I'm Alex Jones, the tip of the spear. This broadcast is the tip of the spear. And you listening are the tip of the spear. And we salute Tucker Carlson and others. Because if we don't expose the WEF's global plan to collapse the world economy for their depopulation goal of 2030, we have no hope. But if we have a mass awakening and epiphany to this, we can and we will win. Now, Tucker Carlson coming up, and then Owen Schroyer.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Happy Monday. The first mass quarantine in human history began in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That was back in the beginning of 2020. Within days, pictures and videos of what was happening there began to appear on English language social media. And at the time, the images were shocking to everyone in the West. The Communist Party of China had effectively imprisoned 11 million people simultaneously. The citizens of Wuhan were confined by government order to their apartments, and those who tried to leave sometimes found themselves welded inside. Some of them starved to death. Authorities in hazmat suits dragged screaming citizens into vans and then drove them to internment camps. Watching this, you could barely believe it. China seemed to have gone insane, moving from authoritarian to dystopian in a single day. So this was the world's introduction to COVID-19, a virus we later learned the Chinese government itself helped create. Looking back, it all seems like a bad dream. COVID panic has now ended. The virus no longer constitutes a public health crisis in this or any other country. And it's clear in retrospect that government lockdowns, whatever their motives, in the end hurt far more people than COVID itself did. The much-touted vaccines, meanwhile, provided nowhere near the protection the drug companies had promised, and at the same time came with significant risks that even now have not been openly discussed. So at this point, knowing all this, as everybody does, countries all over the world are lifting their coronavirus restrictions. Next will come the apologies. And then, in the free countries at least, lawsuits and criminal charges against the people who did this. So we're just beginning to reckon with the nightmare that all of us have lived through. And it's impossible to imagine living through it again. But in China, they are living through it again. The government of China has just completely shut down the city of Shanghai. Shanghai is the biggest city in the country. It's one of the largest cities in the world. More than 25 million people live in Shanghai. And the lockdown there is, by all accounts, more brutal and more far-reaching than anything we saw in Wuhan 2 years ago. Watch.
Well, if you think Wuhan 2020 was bad, welcome to Shanghai 2022. This has been like no other lockdown, and it's in the country's cosmopolitan and most affluent financial hub of all places. So this door behind me, this is my exit to the outside alleyway. And late last night, I heard them taping up my door along with the doors of my neighbors. They're placing a paper seal so as to keep it closed. Some buildings with positive cases inside, well, they're locked shut from the outside. They're using bicycle locks and padlocks just to keep people in.
So for once, CNN is not exaggerating. You have 25 million people locked inside their homes. You have the largest prison camp in human history. Anyone who tests positive for COVID is shoved into a van and then taken to a quarantine camp. Watch it happen to this child. So where are those vans going? Well, here are pictures of a quarantine camp in China. The child you just saw may be there now. Many thousands of Chinese citizens are. At this camp, mattresses are strewn on the floor of cells. There's no water. There's just one shared toilet. Just days ago, the inmates you see here were living ordinary lives in their own homes. Now they're in prison. What happened to the lives they left behind? What happened to the dogs and cats they left at home? Well, chances are Chinese police beat those dogs and cats to death on the street. That's happening tonight all over Shanghai, a mass slaughter of pets. Now, we hesitate even to show this to you. It's too horrible, but it's also real, and we thought you should know.
The COVID prevention worker was caught on camera bashing to death a pet corgi. Apparently, this happened after the pet's owner had tested reportedly positive for COVID-19 and taken away to a quarantine center. It was a resident in the compound who filmed this video and filmed how this health worker used a shovel to strike the corgi three times before the pet dog died on the scene.
A corgi beaten to death with a shovel. In China, that's COVID protection. The Chinese government has also confiscated some huge but unknown number of house cats from people's homes, thrown them in bags, and left them on sidewalks to be killed. Again, it was a tough judgment call whether or not to put that on the air. But it's real, and you should know exactly what the authorities are talking about when they say the Chinese government is responding to COVID. There are videos like that one all over social media. So the Chinese government isn't denying this is real, and it's not apologizing. Lang Wanyan is a spokesman for China's National Health Commission. Effectively, he is China's Tony Fauci. He recently gave an interview to the state, the state-run newspaper, the People's Daily, and explained the government's thinking here. Quote, China adheres to COVID zero, he said.
China's socialist system has a strong ability to organize and mobilize, which will help it ensure the success of the COVID zero strategy. So the Chinese government certainly has the capacity to mobilize, but what does success look like? Well, this is what success is in Shanghai tonight. This is video shot by a resident of one of Shanghai's countless apartment towers. What you're hearing in this video are the screams of the people trapped inside. Has there ever been a clearer picture of what hell is like? 25 million people imprisoned in concrete apartment blocks, screaming for help and slowly starving. In the words of a Western journalist called Jeb Groleman, who is apparently stuck in Shanghai, quote, "This is the biggest, richest, most international city in China, and people are starving, without medicine, without freedom. Parents are separated from their children, the military is on the streets, and Shanghai's optimism has ground to a halt." But it's worse than that. Some in Shanghai are so desperate they are crying out for food. Watch.
And people are complaining that stores have run out of food and it's nearly impossible to schedule deliveries because couriers can't keep up with the demand. One man in Shanghai documenting the shortages on Twitter says, "We had three deliveries that were booked to deliver today. All three were cancelled."
Social media, videos not verified by NBC News, described as protests by people desperate to get food and medicine. Store shelves cleared out. This man on the street yelling, "What am I supposed to buy? What am I supposed to eat?" In some areas, drones telling people to stay home. "Control your soul's desire for freedom," it says.
And in this video, the residents yell at the police at one point. They say, "We are starving.
We are starving," they scream at stony-faced police as drones overhead tell them to stop longing for freedom. This is, again, the richest city in China, and you never thought you'd see anything like this. So the question is, what is going on here? Obviously, it's not about COVID. Let's stop pretending. Shanghai does not have a COVID crisis. Even if Shanghai did have a COVID crisis, we know perfectly well from recent experience, this is not the way to handle a COVID crisis. So from the perspective of China's central government, the problem is not COVID. The problem is Shanghai itself. Shanghai is probably the freest place in China. It's certainly got more foreign nationals than any city in China. They're drawn by the trade that revolves around its historic port. So by Chinese standards, Shanghai is an independent-minded city. And that's the problem. For authoritarians, independent-mindedness is the main threat. If you're the head of the Communist Party of China and you're trying to run a highly volatile country of 1.4 billion people from Beijing, naturally, your top concern always will be Shanghai. Shanghai is the one place a meaningful insurrection might start. And that's especially true this year. Xi Jinping, the Chinese autocrat, is set to take a third consecutive term beginning in the fall. Now, that was not supposed to happen. There were term limits in China. But 4 years ago, the Chinese Communist Party did away with those term limits, and Xi Jinping can now rule the country forever. Even in China, that is a controversial move. As a China expert called Natasha Kassam put it, quote, "From Beijing's perspective, there is no higher priority than stability ahead of the Party Congress this fall. This is the closest you might come to seeing a campaign season in China." Oh, there it is right there. A campaign season. Even in an authoritarian country, public opinion still matters. A campaign season is still real, even if you're president for life. Sound familiar? So China's rulers want to stay in power forever. And in order to do that, they're using COVID restrictions. They're pretty sure COVID restrictions work. They watched our last presidential election closely. Now, how should we respond to this? If you believe in democracy, this is repugnant. 25 million people just lost their most basic human rights. So the question is anyone in the Biden administration, which is constantly lecturing us about democracy and human rights, said anything about this? Has the State Department issued an angry denunciation of Xi Jinping? Is the U.S. government threatening sanctions against China for building the world's largest prison camp? Well, of course not. Effectively, our leaders are defending what China is doing. Here's Tony Fauci admitting on camera he will never criticize the Chinese government.
We spoke to one of the WHO investigators who've been to Wuhan to investigate how the virus started, and they were prevented from seeing key details and from speaking to key people. Why do you think the Chinese government did that?
You know, I don't want to create any or mention any disparaging remarks about that, but the Chinese are very closed in a way of being very reluctant, particularly when you have a disease that evolves in their country. They become extremely secretive, even though there's no reason to be secretive. I think they were very concerned and maybe embarrassed that the virus evolved from their country, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so they lied about an international pandemic that they clearly had a hand in creating, but according to Tony Fauci, there was, quote, nothing wrong with the Chinese government lying about COVID. There's certainly nothing wrong with starving the population of Shanghai. He would have said so if there were. In fact, Shanghai may be a model. A longtime Harvard epidemiologist called Eric Feigelding just wrote an op-ed explaining that we should all be grateful for the atrocities the Chinese government is committing in Shanghai tonight, because they're in, quote, everyone's interest. A health security expert called Nicholas Thomas just told CNN that Shanghai is an inspiration to the world's leaders. Quote, the legacy of Shanghai will see a return to mass lockdowns for larger cities in the near to medium term. And if you watch carefully, you can see all of this taking shape. And why wouldn't it be taking shape in this country? We've got midterm elections coming, and the ruling party is predicted to be in tough shape. So they're doing something about it. In the city of Philadelphia, authorities just announced the return of an indoor mask mandate. Is there science to justify this? Philadelphia has a 7-day average of 2 COVID deaths. 2 COVID deaths in a city of 1.5 million people over a week. Now, of course, when your strategy is, quote, COVID zero, 2 dead from COVID is more than enough to justify another mass quarantine. According to a report tonight, the Biden administration plans to bring back its lunatic vax mandate for federal employees. And of course, the mask mandate remains in effect for all commercial air travel in this country, though not for Nancy Pelosi's private plane, despite no scientific evidence at all that it works. But you must obey anyway, and they're making sure. At Love Field in Dallas, two robots, known as Security Control Observation Towers, SCOT for short, scan the crowd to make sure that everyone is in compliance. Now, with facial recognition software, the robots could know exactly who the disobedient are. We're just beginning to see the outlines of the repression that COVID has made possible. That's the point. And if you want what the future looks like, you can look at China and shiver. In the state of California, the state is starting to pull funding from any school that won't comply with a new mandate, a vaccine mandate for children. Joe Biden endorses that. Inject your children with a drug with no actual benefits or no education for your family.
Anyway, you heard that, and you heard the insanity that's going on in China, and you got to remember something. History is going to repeat itself again. Look, they came out with a document a couple years ago, and they stated this was going to go on till 2028. They're going to reenact all the stipulations and regulations this next time round, but this time you're not even going to be able to do anything. You won't even be able to fart out of the left side of your arse without having a mask over your backside. That's where this is going. And it's all going to depend at this point how compliant people are. And Canada, I'm not holding a lot of hope. I got to say, if they were able the first time round get people to believe in the bullshit nothing, second time around they're gonna go in by the droves. And they just passed we got a fourth booster that you can now take. Now listen to the Dr. Artis yesterday talking about snake venom, and he made a comment that every time they inject you with a injection, they reinforce the operating systems they're putting into the DNA so that there is no way you can ever stop the process from continuing. The more you get jabbed, the more debilitated your DNA becomes, and the less able you're ever going to recover. Now, every doctor that I've talked to, and even my own personal research that I've done, which I stated over a year and a half ago, that this once it's in, it's a done deal, because of XNA and other factors with the lipid nanoparticles and any kind of nano delivery and accessing to the genetic and the DNA. Once it's in, it's in. You're not going to get it out. Anybody who's perpetrating that they can pull this out, hang on your wallet and delete them. Because they have absolutely no evidence that this is even possible to be done. Nothing. And this other video I'm going to play, a couple different segments of this video. I'm going to play this first. This is again to remind you that this all engaged and initiated when chemtrails started. The genetics started it before the chemtrails, and now we're at the injection point. So basically they have been preparing the bodies to be assimilated by technology. And they've been working on this for quite some time. And as a result of the working at this for quite some time, we are now going to see more and more things happen. Give me 1 second. I'm going to let this play for real quickly. Hold on. Here we go.
The Air Force is...
What happened? What? Oh, geez, it locked. Ha! When you know it, it locked up. Let me try this again. What happened here? See? The AI. The AI in the sky. Here we go. See what goes on. Oh.
The Air Force is on record as saying, quote, they want to control the weather by 2025, and we are not talking about just seeding the clouds for rain. Of April this year, there are more than 150 different weather modification programs around the world. Since about 2000, the Department of Defense and the Department of Energy have been spraying the entire United States sky with a toxic brew of chemicals and other biologic agents. Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Among other documented ingredients in this toxic man-made clouds are pathogenic molds, fungi, weaponized viruses made in some places like the secret site at Fort Detrick, Maryland, which is supposed to be a cancer site. But there are a number of scholars and professors tracking this that have big questions about this. Barium and nanoalumin particles. What do these do to the human body? Barium is an alkaline earth mineral. It was discovered in 1774. At low doses, it can act as a muscle stimulant. At high doses, it detrimentally affects the heart and the nervous system. Barium is toxic to all mammals, and that means not just humans. Aluminum, which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust, is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. Just think about it. Just between the aluminum and the mercury that we're breathing all the time, we've got already a serious issue about brain function and cognitive function.
Okay, I'm playing this. It's an old video, but I want it to be a reminder to everybody that the assault has been going on for quite some time, and this is just another attack or an assault on mankind. Okay, let me see what I got here. Okay, that's the ants. Give me a second here. Okay, I'm going to play this segment. I'm going to play another one. And I'm going to make some comments about the whole enchilada. And the reason why I'm pointing all this out is because I want everybody to know that I don't want you to be so narrow in your narrative or one-dimensional to think that, okay, now they talked about snake venom, and we've been talking about nano, and we've been talking about chemtrails. This is all tied together. This is all tied together. We are not just being hit with one thing. And we got to get past this one-dimensional thinking that this is what's going on right now, and the next thing's going on. Everything has a prerequisite to something else prior to it coming into being. And whatever was there before is still functioning. It didn't go away, didn't get fixed, didn't disappear. It's still there. Hold on, so we're going to play this real quick. Here we go.
At the beginning of January, I told our audience that 2022 would be the year of funerals. I said, The average person is going to attend more funerals than they've ever attended. Is that type of death rate already underway? Is it happening already in society?
Yes, very much so. In fact, the place to go and look for it, because you won't hear it from your government, is you talk to the morticians. And we had an expert witness in our case who actually testified to me. We hadn't put his evidence in yet, but that he had somewhere around a 500% increase in January of last year. Again, the trajectory of that line is somewhere around 5,000%. What's worse is that the way it came to us is that he was unable to put the embalming fluid into the cadavers. So he started poking around, and he was pulling out these really long strings of what looked to be blood clots. But when he took the blood off, there are these sheets, and they would go throughout the length of the vein. And so anyway, whatever this is causing it, it's the contents of the shots for sure, because all these people were quote-unquote vaccinated. 500% increase in his business in January of last year. So that's about the same time to coincide with the shots. So, of course, you're going to see... Talk to your morticians, talk to your cemeteries, they'll tell you.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because I said that to you the other day. A buddy of mine contacted me about the local morgues here, and they cannot keep up. Every night, I'm up here working, doing my thing, and I see 3 to 7 ambulances go by here every night, heading toward a crematorium in Windsor. These aren't people that are just dying. You know, we got to quit assuming, and we got to start, everyone's got to start thinking and get past this fairy tale Disney kaleidoscope view. They're fucking killing everybody with this shit, and everyone is just trying to put it aside so they don't have to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the reality that this is going on and that your number may be coming up next. That is a real hard reality. You think for 1 minute, and this is the other naivety that I cannot understand for the life of me. Do you think for 1 minute when they engaged this bioweapon to the general population across the planet that they were going to stop at any time? Did you actually believe that? Did it ever occur to anybody that because people were so damn stupid? That to fall for this, they would take full advantage, and not only would they take full advantage, they would continue to develop a more effective and efficient means of continuing their agenda. Everyone has stopped at 5G. I don't understand why everyone would stop there. Why would the military-industrial complex just stop at 5G? Why? When they can continue further developing a more effective weaponry in frequencies and different antennas and God knows what else to continue the assault. I get emails all the time telling me about how people are being targeted, and they're being targeted every day. I get a different email. You know, people are getting headshots, they're getting body shots, they're completely just malfunctioning. You know, and they're being followed around. They're getting hit in the face. They're getting hit in different parts of their body. This is daily. You may not be experiencing these things, but it doesn't mean it's not going on. And the way things have been going, it's been done so that you can be distracted and thinking that your life is going to come back. It ain't. It's never going to come back. By the time they're done, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, probably most of Europe, the United Kingdom, the Motherland, the Caribbean, and any other Commonwealth country that has been around is going to be completely changed. A new monarchy is going to take over. This will be called the WEF. That'll be your new king, your new queen. Now, this is one thing that we should seriously, seriously grow out of, having a king or a queen as a sole leader of a country, because it doesn't work. And all they do is exact whatever tribute that they want you to pay, and you have to pay it. That's what's going on now in regarding to this great experiment. You know, these are tributes that they're for. And again, if you haven't begun to get prepared for food, then you might want to start yesterday. And if you don't have a means of defense, you might want to start looking at, like I said, bows and arrows, crossbows, crossbows, sling bows. If you can't get a gun because of a state or regulation, that'll be the next best thing for you. You know, learn, get whatever you can as a means of defense, because if people aren't dead and they're straggling around, they will form a pack. This is ghetto, and I'm telling you, ghetto. They will form a pack, and they will start breaking into homes, and they won't care if they kill you or not. They don't care if they rape you or not. And they won't care if they swing both ways. They won't care about what your gender is either. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm telling you this to prepare you. Because this is going to get really real. And don't think because you got a gun that's going to be enough. It may not be. It may be a deterrent for a short period of time. But if they come back with about 20 guys that got guns, you're outnumbered and outgunned. So this is why I always say get networked with other people, because that will be the only way you're going to really survive. If desperate people form a pack and they start raiding places that they may think may have some kind of supplies, and if you're living in a suburban area or a rural area and it's very affluential, you are going to be targeted. Let me explain why. If you're in an inner city and you're broke and you're on welfare and you're already impoverished, they're not going to bother with anybody in the inner city. Nobody's got anything. In fact, it's a lot easier to recruit people from the inner city to go out into a suburban or rural area to take advantage of the opportunity that might be there for them to take whatever they want to take. And since the governments of the planet have created ghettos and slums for that particular reason, so they can weaponize the situation, this will be a reality. It's an interesting thing. I finally saw the whole thing called Revolution, and they depicted very, very concisely what would actually happen if the power went down. And that will be next. Once the food is down, the next thing they're going to do is cut the power. So if you got freezers and things that are holding your meat supply or whatever, you may need to create some kind of backup power or get freezers that run on direct current. Then you can run them off a car battery. You have to understand, you have to start thinking in terms of contingency. You're going to have to start thinking in terms of, if you go out into a rural area, you are going to have to start thinking in terms of defense. You're growing stuff. You got things going. As long as there's not a footprint and nobody knows where you are, you're fine. But if somebody does know, find out where you are, and they go get friends, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you're in God's hands. Let's just put it that way. I'm telling you this, again, because I got to get you to think that this is the reality that's coming. If people were stupid enough to take an injection without doing any research or any verifying of anything, they will follow anything. Those that will survive whatever are going to be forever mutated. They're not going to think like a person. They're not going to think like a man or a woman. They're going to think whatever they're going to be thinking based on whatever operating systems they're running them to. And if they become a base-minded person, base mind means they're thinking like an animal, eating shit kind of thing, survival and defecation. That's all animals think of, and then reproduction. That's where this will go, to that level. Like I said, and again, eventually they will clean up the whole situation by dropping nukes everywhere. That's how this will wind up ending. You know, I'm firmly in my thinking with all the research I've done, and you read about wars in the past that were of had nuclear capacity, they didn't really go to war until they had everything destroyed, and then they wiped everything out with the nukes, so there would be no history. That's why we don't know anything about ourselves, because they erased it from the previous reset. And what's happening now, in my humble opinion, is that more and more people are learning more about the past and about who we are, and whatever happened in the past resets, a lot of that information is coming up, coming back to the surface. So we are seeing today a lot of things, a lot of people are waking up to all kinds of different parts and factions of reality that have been hidden from us. So this is another reason why I think they got to do this. If they can erase God from the equation, completely eradicate the concept of God, guess what? This planet has been absorbed by the abyss. It's gone. It's gone. That's the one thing that this is all about, is to quench the spirit of this planet so that God doesn't exist in anybody's mind or thinking. I was watching, let's see if I can find it here. I think it's here. Nope. Give me a second, I'll find it. No, I don't need that either. No, let's see, where was it? I know I have it here somewhere. No, shit, nope. Where'd it go? These things always have a tendency to disappear on me when I'm doing a show. I don't know why. Give me a second here. I'll find it in a minute. Let's see here. Oop, nope. Live world, no. Oh, nope. Ain't it. Well, anyway, it was a video in regarding to how to break somebody. You know, it was the old 1984 cut in regarding to the what they're planning on doing is breaking mankind, breaking them down to the very base core, and then rebuilding mankind in their image. Okay, I think this is it here. Hold on. Yep, let me play this for you so you understand. This is the objective. This is the full objective of how to control people, how to control their thinking, how to control everything. Give me 1 second. We're going to get to it. Here we go.
How does one man assert power over another? By making him suffer. Exactly. Obedience is not enough. Power is inflicting pain and humiliation, otherwise you cannot be sure. Power is tearing human minds apart and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. Power is not a means. It is an end. In our world, there will only be triumph and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. The past is forbidden. Why? Because when we can cut man from his own past, then we can cut him from his family, his children, other men. There is no loyalty except loyalty to the party. There is no love except love of Big Brother. All competing pleasures we will destroy. If you want a vision of the future, Winston, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Okay, and that's exactly what they want to do. They want to put men and women in a position where you are, again, your allegiance is no longer to God and country. Now your allegiance is to a party, a one world party. That's what this is all about. And this is one of the things that where this is all going. The Bible has been telling us about a one world government forever. Now we're seeing it being enacted. We have revisited back to 1920, and we're following the same pattern again, except now it's done with a lot more efficiency and effectiveness, because people have become even dumber than they were then. And it took several world wars, several global incidences to reshape and reshift the planet. And the thinking that's going on. Look what Disney wants to do. Disney wants to get into screwing around with children's concept of gender. Why? They want to break down the man and woman connection. They want to break that down to such a point that all you're connected to is your parent, and your parent will be the government. Mom and dad, God, will be the government. And they don't want anybody, like you said, to have any other competing interests other than the government. That's where this is going. People like me from my era of time who have seen a lot of bullshit and gone through the whole ringer with everything that has transpired in 60 years, the Industrial Revolution, the Sexual Revolution, the Drug Revolution, the Food Revolution, the Electronic Revolution, the Computer Revolution. I mean, we've been through, our generation has seen it all. We have seen it from its inception from the 60s on. And every decade has been a change. And every time there's been a change, there's always been a loss in regarding to our connections to our history and our past. We were told to forget about those things and to move forward, to have an open mind, to have a different concept, to have a different way of looking at things. And there's a lot of truth to that too, because that's when you become very creative. But if you forget who you are, where you come from, then you lose your perception of yourself, because then all you have left is ego. I always remember where I came from. I always remember where I was at one point in time. That's never left me. That has always been my tether to keep me in a state where I should be, where I don't get into any kind of ego. And it also reminds me of the time where I was at before I met God. Well, I shouldn't say that. When God introduced himself to me. Because at the time, I didn't know who God was because I didn't believe in God at the time. So when God introduced himself to me, that was a life-changing moment for me. He redirected me. If it wasn't for that moment, I wouldn't be here today. I have to say that that moment led to a lot of circumstances that brought me to where I am at right now. So when we're talking in terms of, you know, God and his effect on us and his directions, you know, we always, you know, that is going to be gone. And all you will wind up becoming in all of this is nothing more than an automaton. That's all they want from you. And eventually they won't need you even less. With the introduction of artificial intelligence, its capacity to upgrade itself, its capacity to self-assemble, to create, to do all kinds of things, to incorporate the nanites that are floating around in the air, to do everything from monitoring to collecting data, It will be the machination of God, because it'll seem like there's nothing it cannot do, but it's still a machine. It's all it ever will. It'll be just a high database machine. That's all. Nothing more. No soul, no consciousness. No consciousness in the sense of a consciousness of a man or a woman. It will have its own type of consciousness, which will be extremely dangerous if it already hasn't engaged that. We are living in these times today, and I'm presenting that tonight in the show because I want everybody to have a certain sobriety, especially in Canada, because in Canada they lifted the restrictions, but they're going to bring them right back. They even Ford, he's not even won the election yet. He said they're going to bring them back in the fall. Are you ready? The only way this is going to stop is if we circumcise the WEF away from Canada. Cut it off like a foreskin and throw it away. That's the only way. Same in America. Same in Australia. Same in New Zealand. South Africa. All of Europe. The WEF has to be removed from your country or you'll never, never again be autonomous. Once it's in and it has taken root, it's going to be very difficult to take that out. So like I said, these are the real enemies. These are the real enemies of our lives today. And you have to understand that we're no longer in the, we don't have the luxury. Majority of you have been broken down from one health issue to another. whether you've got a cancer, an autoimmune disorder, a respiratory disorder, a digestive disorder, a pancreatic disorder, a brain malfunction. Everybody's got something going on today. Do you think that actually happened because you got older? Do you actually believe that happened because that's just your lot in life? That happened by design. That all happened by design. Prior to the 60s and 70s, 1 out of 10 people would have had a health condition back then. Today, it's 9.5 out of 10. That's where we're at today. So something happened between then and now. Because what happened was they created that. They created these issues that you all have. By poisoning the food supply, which is another thing, the genetics in the food supply, the glyphosates, the nanoparticles that are falling down from the sky, the nanoparticles are spraying on the fields. You know, the oceans full of fish are being exposed to nanoparticles in the water from all these factories. They're dumping industrial waste into the oceans. You know, the birds in the air are also being exposed to high levels of, again, nanoparticles and nanopoisoning. It affects everything. Everything. When that woman's talking about the chemtrails, it's not just the United States, this is world over. And if you can't see that this is all a war, a major war going on, snake venom in the water from the PCR test, are you kidding? Injections that can introduce xRNA into the system. Creating all kinds of wonderful anomalies. Messenger RNA that actually delivers a program throughout the DNA. Who would have thought this 60, 70 years ago? This is a biological warfare. The United States, what was it today? I was reading that they got reported that the biolabs that they had created were designed for, again, assaulting Russia. Imagine that. War. That's a country that cannot live without war. The American people as a whole do not want war, but the governments there froth at the mouth. Congress is always, you know, chomping at the bit. And they show you this on television. They depict these characters that are in Congress or in the House that they're just war crazy. Because they make a lot of money. The banks paid them a lot of money to start a war with a country. They try to get a Cold War going with Vladimir there, the president of Russia, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. He said they weren't going to go down that road again. Here he is in the middle of a war. They forced him into it anyway. You know, Putin doesn't want, I'm sure he's, again, being railroaded, but they're going to bankrupt him. They're going to bankrupt Russia. They're going to break Russia down, and they're going to break America down with it. China is the only one. China and India are going to want, two countries that are going to come out smelling like a rose here. Everybody else will be broke. Like I said, we are at a war. Don't get cozy. Don't get relaxed. Don't think just because we're coming into our summer months, we're going to have a nice time. They are going to play a psychological game on everybody because the summer gets here and the days get longer, especially where I'm at. They're gonna again put the restrictions back in. Oh, we got a new the boogeyman from nowhere's here. You know, quick, put on your mask, get the shot. Oh, you gotta die. Hurry up, get the shot. We gotta inject you with this technology. We gotta kill you. Get the shot. Run quick. Get the third one. Get the fourth one. Get the fifth one. Get the sixth one. Get them all. Get to take the Sinovac, take the Sputnik, take the AstraZeneca, take the Johnson & Johnson, take the Moderna, take the Pfizer. You got them, baby. Take them again. You ain't dead yet. We got to kill you. We got to absorb your bank accounts. We got to take that away. We got to take away your property. We need to liquefy those assets. We need the money. Yeah, buddy, like I said, they're going to get it all back. They're going to get it all back. Start thinking. Start thinking that you are in a war. We are in a war, and it's a bad one. This is the war of psychological warfare, biochemical warfare, bioengineering warfare, nano warfare, nano AI systems. The war has gone into a whole new ballgame. with higher stakes and stronger weapons and more efficient ones. Something for you all to think about. Everyone has to start thinking we are in a war. Just because you're still getting your mail every day, just because you still have a grocery store to go to, which that may change as well, just because you have a bank and all these things, just like it was before the corona, guess what? That is going to change. That's going to change. Don't get comfortable. Stay on your guard. Don't relax for 1 minute. Don't think we're going to have a party this summer. We aren't. Okay, it's going to get real. All righty. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel, because that's about the only good news you're going to get. I actually put a scriptural verse on the show tonight. I thought it was interesting. It's about being anti-New Age and anti-religion and anti-legalism. Because I think a lot of believers have fallen into that trap, and I think they need to read this particular set of scripture. I mean, you can take it any way you like, and I really don't care how you take it. It's there. I will not debate with you, but I know for a fact that that's a key scriptural reference in regarding to not being caught up in some sort of legalism, or some sort of a regulation, being caught up on all kinds of stupidity. You know, if you eat this or do that, it's a sin. If you don't comply to this statute, it's a sin. We're way past that. That's why Christ came to set us free from that bullshit. So, read it, get what you can out of it. I always tell everybody to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I'm always referring to John 3:16 and 3:17, you know, because the invitation is for everybody. No restrictions. You know, you don't need a mask. You don't need to put a hand sanitizer on you. You don't have to social distance. Matter of fact, you can embrace Christ. He'll let you. He's not afraid of COVID. So anyway, read the Gospels, read the letters, you know, read the encouragement that Paul wrote, read the playbook. I always tell people, read the playbook, the book of Revelations. Read it. Okay, this way we can see where we're at in the game, right? I got people up there on top also doing stuff. Again, I encourage you to support them any way you can financially. If you can't because of lack of ability to, because you lost your job, because they took this and took that from you, I get it. Get on your feet, become more entrepreneurial. I'm encouraging you to do that. And on the same token, if you can't do it, don't worry about it. Share the message. Share what we're doing here. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Till the next segment, to your health. Take care.